John Zook, agronomist for Winfield United out of southeastern Minnesota.
John, let's start out with kind of your assessment of how April has been so far for farmers in the upper Midwest, specifically southern Minnesota. Obviously, it's been a challenge because of the cold, wet weather, but as you talk to growers and you continue to check field conditions, I assume that this has been a fairly unique start to the growing season, but probably not a complete outlier, right?
Well, I guess to start with, this isn't abnormal. I mean, we are in Minnesota, and April is kind of one of those squash months that it turns out that if we can get in early, it's beautiful, and if we can't, you know, we push it back to May. So I wouldn't say abnormal, but definitely late, and we've been really waiting for these 60s, 70s to show up. They're finally here in the last week, and I think that'll help the field conditions quite a bit.
Yeah, one of the things that I was wondering about, with all the snow late, many parts of the state saw several inches of snow, some places more than a foot of snow. As that all melts off, and it seemed like the soil moisture profile was pretty charged anyway, how big of a concern is it going to be related to fields are just wet and not fit to get the cultivators and then ultimately the planters out?
Well, so I think the way the snow has been melting, and actually, in my opinion, in a lot of cases, the field conditions that I've checked, and that soil has gone, that soil moisture has gone down considerably, not as much as, not as soupy as what we had expected to be. And actually, the field conditions are starting to firm up. So I think the amount of water that we had actually went out fairly decent, and things are starting to firm up, although there are definitely some areas that are going to need some time, and we're going to have to be patient as we get in the spring.
How quickly can soil temperatures get to that 50 and above mark? I know there's frost in the ground in a lot of places still, but can you get a couple of 60, 70 degree days and really take care of that?
Well, so I think the main thing is when you're taking soil temperature, let's make sure that thermometer is 4 inches. We want to be taking a 4 to 6 inch sample. And that's going to take a while, especially if the frost is still in the ground, because you'll see that work up from the nighttime, the soil will cool back down, and then it'll warm right back up as the sun hits it. So that's why it's important to go to that 4 to 6 inch depth. Once we start to see steady temperatures where we're not getting down to mid to low 30s at night, I think the soil can grab a lot of heat, and it won't take more than 3-4 days for it to warm up. But we got to be checking soil temperature preferably twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. That's going to give you a really good idea of what the swing is going to be.
John, it's clear from your comments so far, you are not hitting the panic button. And when you look at the date right now, it's the 25th of April, still a pretty good window for farmers to see some strong corn yields this year, right?
Yeah, so not hitting the panic button yet, at least above water. Below water, maybe the panic button is going off a little bit. And I think most growers can probably agree for the most part. But really, I mean, if you look at the last, say, let's just go back to 2017, last year, if we look at when 50% of the corn was planted in Minnesota, that wasn't until May 7th. And then look at the crop we pulled off last year. I think in most cases it was really, really good. So we still have some time. And if I go back to 2014, 2015, 2016, our 50% planting mark was April 29th. We're not going to get there this year to be 50% planted by then, but we're going to be somewhere between that optimal planting date, which is typically found between the 25th of April and the 15th of May. And so I really think we're still okay as long as we can be patient and wait for that soil to become fit before planting. We'll be able to come out of this one just fine.
What about some of those other pre-plant activities that a lot of farmers want to do ahead of rolling the planter? You get a burn down herbicide out there, some tillage that maybe didn't get done in the fall, things like that. Now you look at the data and maybe then you feel a little bit more pressure, do you think?
So the being with the late spring, I think a lot of the weeds and a lot of other things are also late. So the burn downs and those concerns, at least in the fields that I've been on, we haven't had, there's not a lot of weed germination or emergence yet, so I think we're still going to hold tight for time frame on those things. But as far as getting in the field, yeah, typically we like to be out there early, but that's a lot of times just more recreation to keep ourselves busy until we know the weather stabilizes anyway. So it's maybe not a necessity. What I would say and the comment I would make is if you are going to go out early, or if you feel the need to do some early stuff to get ahead of the game, I always like guys to dig down 4 inches. And the reason I have them dig down 4 inches and feel the dirt crumble that soil, if it crumbles, that means the dirt is probably good and fit, and you're okay. You're not going to cause too much compaction. But if it's still gooey and slimy, any kind of tillage or any kind of farming practice that you're going to go across that acre is probably going to cause some compaction, and that's going to come back to haunt you with root growth this growing season. So I always say, if you're going to go out early, or if you're going to check some things out, dig down to that 4 to 6 inch mark and feel that dirt crumble it. Make sure that your soil moisture is drained off to where you can actually cross that acre.
So potentially we could see some planting occurring within days if conditions are fit. So what does your checklist look like? You talked about, you know, checking the soil condition, obviously soil temperature, but as far as getting off to a successful start, and it all begins with getting that seed into the ground in a healthy way, what does your checklist look like, John, for growers?
So, I mean, we brought up soil moisture, and then you bring up soil temperature. I think at this time in the season, with the forecast we have, maybe temperature for me isn't going to be as necessarily a huge concern. Now, it certainly could be if the forecast changes, but right now I am more concerned about the soil moisture. So going back and checking that 4 to 6 inch depth, like I mentioned, and then that's before the tillage passes go. Now, before the planter, you're going to want to make sure that you've given enough time for that air to dry out, for that tilth to come back in, and making sure you're not getting any sidewall smearing at that planting depth. So those would be my checklist items of checking the soil. Now, the other thing, since we have a little bit extra time now with just trying to be patient, maybe it's about getting some organization ready at the farm site with those checklist items. Now we've got cool soil. It looks like we're still going to maintain cool soil through planting. So, I mean, do you have your starter needs put together? Do you have the hybrids that are going to be the best emerging hybrids out in front so you can plant them first? Do you have the rest of your farm plant put together so when we spend the next 5-6 day window of trying to get it rammed in, that you're positioned in place to be as efficient, as effective as you can to meet that planting window? I guess those are the things that I'm thinking about right off the top of my head.
As you advance from growing season to growing season, you're armed with more and more data, and that has to be exciting. And as you look back at 2017 and some of the things that you learned about crop performance and dealing with adverse weather conditions, I know with the answer plot data that you collect, you're able to really get a good sense of what's working and what's not working. So as you think about some of that information that you now have at your fingertips, what do you want to share with our listeners?
So there's a bunch of big things that we pull out of the answer plot. I think one of the biggest is what we call the response to scores. So that's we got a response to soil type, response to population, response to nitrogen, response to fungicide on almost any and all of our hybrids, both the Cropland brand and our partnered brands. And that really helps make decisions and help us deal with in-season management applications and techniques that need to be done across certain acres to maximize the yield. Some specific things to mention would be the use of nitrogen stabilizers. We have a pretty good data set on that. And knowing what the weather is and what it is to come would really help us determine when and where we can position and place these. And one of the tools I use for that would be called the field forecasting tool. So it's a crop model that allows us to maybe speculate weather on a 30-year average, but then also give us real-time yield and crop growth and development as far as nutrient uptake to help make the decision of what's currently happening versus maybe what's predicted to happen. It gives a little bit more confidence in those decision-making ability as it happens in season.
You touched on it earlier, the strong corn yields that we saw across the state a year ago. And as far as the nutrients that were used to get the crop to perform like that, do you think that soils, by and large, are still adequately fit with the nutrients?
Yeah, so looking at soil fertility, I think we're fairly good. I've had a lot of conversations with growers, and over the past winter months of planning, and most of the time, everybody understands if they take a large crop off, that there's that we got to put back the removal. And the 4 or 5 years before this, I think guys have been doing a really good job paying attention to their soil test levels and trying to build for the future. So I think we're still okay as far as that one crop being removed. There's certainly other areas where we need to now pay attention to, because last year we had some areas in the field that we're not normally used to getting those high of yields. And so that might have changed our fertilizer practices a little bit, but that's the time to definitely go back, look at your yield map, look at your fertilizer history, and then making sure that you have a fresh soil sample to make a recommendation of what that removal might be out of that large crop from last year.
John, anything else that you want to make sure we touch on today?
No, so I think the main topic and points were covered. My biggest thing right now is it looks like we're going to have a planting window, and making sure that we're patient with soil moisture conditions is going to be the biggest key. Most of the time, just about every year, I spend the first 2 to 3 weeks of the growing season visiting fields that have issues of emergence, that have issues of sidewall smearing, of open furrows, those sorts of things. So typically, if we can just wait an extra 2 or 3 days before we think it's fit, a lot of times those problems will go away. So I guess we'll see what Mother Nature sends us as far as the bill and try to deal with it as it comes.